USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is calling on Congress to provide more help to the economy. Speaking to the National Association for Business Economics Tuesday, Powell says the more stimulus lawmakers can provide, the better the economic recovery will be.
Too little support would lead to a weak recovery, creating unnecessary hardship for households and businesses. Over time, household insolvencies and business bankruptcies would rise, harming the productive capacity of the economy and holding back wage growth. By contrast, the risks of overdoing it seem, for now, to be smaller.
Hurricane Delta continues to strengthen as it bears down on the Gulf of Mexico. The latest data from the National Hurricane Center shows the storm has strengthened into a Category 4 hurricane, packing winds of more than 130 miles an hour. Delta is expected to make landfall later today on the Yucatan Peninsula, then turn north, targeting Louisiana by Friday. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheet special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Time is running out to register to vote in many states. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
The deadline to register to vote in the 2020 presidential election is here for some states, while it has passed for a couple of others. In Louisiana, Monday was the deadline to register to vote in person or by mail, but residents may still register to vote online until October 13th. Tuesday is the deadline in New Mexico, with a Friday deadline in New York and Oklahoma, and Saturday in Delaware. This voter telling News Nation,
I didn't want to be responsible for the election carrying on and on by casting a provisional vote, so I wanted to be sure that I was registered and my vote would be counted.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The IRS is giving millions of Americans more time to register for a coronavirus stimulus check. The IRS is extending the deadline to register for the one-time payment to November 21st. The extra time is only for individuals who don't usually file a tax return and haven't yet received the economic impact payment. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Supreme Court opened a new session on Monday, but not before paying tribute to a former colleague. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
The new Supreme Court opened their fall term on Monday, minus one justice. Liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg recently passed away after a long fight against cancer. Chief Justice John Roberts remembers the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
President Clinton appointed her to this court in 1993. She was the second woman appointed to the court and served more than 27 years. During her time on the court, she authored 483 majority, concurring, and dissenting opinions. Justice Ginsburg's contributions as advocate, jurist, and citizen are immeasurable. We at the court will remember her as a dear friend and a treasured colleague.
After 2 weeks of delays due to bad weather.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition, liftoff.
SpaceX launched another batch of satellites into orbit Tuesday morning, sending a Falcon 9 rocket into space with 60 Starlink satellites. The mission is SpaceX's 17th successful launch in 2020 and comes amid World Space Week, which is focusing on the effects that satellites have had on humanity. And another highly anticipated blockbuster movie has been delayed. Warner Brothers announcing Tuesday that The Batman will now be pushed back to March of 2022. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.